Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Well, thank you, Mary Traveland. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're so glad to have you tuned to WBAP 820, and we're here every Sunday morning. My thanks to you for letting me be away last week in Ohio and running a program that we had recorded for that purpose. I enjoyed the time with family and with friends, primarily my wife's family and our friends in Ohio and beautiful state. Nice to be home. And nice to have this weather this past week. So we're going to talk about the plants at your place, and all you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. We have all open lines as we begin the program today. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. So I hope you'll give us a call right now. We'll be here until 10 this morning, and so that would be way cool to have your call. Again, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. You will be on the phone, on the air, very quickly if you'll call right now. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We are joined every Sunday morning as we go on the air with Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil, and welcome back to Texas.
Well, it's nice to get home. You go north every once in a while, and you know it's nice to see family, and so we can relate to that. And yes. You have a couple of great plants, and it looks like we might be going kind of silvery gray today in honor of Neil's hair.
Well, maybe so.
Both of them.
And I thought I would do a study in silver. One plant that is silver is Artemisia. This is, wormwood, but the variety is Powis Castle. It's a perennial with unique feather-like silver foliage that lends interesting texture and color to the landscape. It gets about 2 feet tall and wide, takes full to partial sun. The silver color combines well with pinks, reds, blues, and purples. It's a great filler plant in the border.
It really is, and of all the Artemisias, it's the most durable too, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it still stands shearing quite well, a pruning about once a year just to keep it nice and tidy, but this one is a beautiful plant. It's called Powis Castle, P-O-W-I-S, Powis Castle. If you see that on a tag at a garden center, it's a good plant to plant right now. It's a great plant, good perennial. What's your other? Another.
Well, lamb's ear. I'm always sheepish about talking about this, but it's a great plant. This is a perennial with large, woolly, silver foliage that people cannot resist touching. It takes full to part sun in soil with excellent drainage. It gets about 8 inches tall. It starts out as a clump, but it spreads to create nearly a solid mat of foliage. There's a variety called Helene von Stein, also known as Big Ears. I think those two are the same. This variety does not melt as badly in the summer as the species, and this plant functions well in the border, as a border in front of taller perennials or in a rock garden. It also looks good with pinks, reds, blues, and purples.
Melting is what we were describing without talking about it of the Artemisias. Many of the Artemisias melt. What does that mean? What does that mean to somebody?
Well, they suffer. They look limp. They collapse.
Yeah, the tissues just kind of go to nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so that's Lamb's Ear and Artemisia Powis Castle, two great plants, and that's not enough. He has another one.
Well, the last one is Woolly Stimodia. This is a native Texas ground cover with silver fuzzy foliage and small lavender flowers that bloom all summer. This takes almost any soil, but it must be well drained. It gets about 6 inches tall, 3 feet wide, so it really does spread and make a large silver mat.
Steve is in charge of probably 110 acres of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, he and his team. And as a result, they have some very large-scale plantings of many of the plants that he talks about. He is well-versed in the plants that he brings to us. How does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, Steve?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, 24-hour information phone number.
That is 817-392-5510.
And the easy part of it all, the website.
And that is fwbg.org.
All right, that's Steve Huddleston. I appreciate you, my friend. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you.
Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. I am really pleased to welcome aboard leaders in the roofing industry as a sponsor to our program, Wortham Brothers Roofing. More than 60,000 roofs, that would make them leaders. 27 years in the business, established in 1986 to provide the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. Those are their goals. I've met with them. I know them, and they are great. Through education, certification programs, and strong quality control programs, Wortham Brothers meet their goal with every homeowner, backed with a 10-year labor warranty. Texas is certainly no stranger to severe storms causing heavy damage to thousands of local roofs. These storms can pop up quickly with wind and hail that can and will damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers at 972-562-5788 to schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. Now that's WB as in Wortham Brothers, wbroofing.com. Many insurance companies have time limits on filing a claim for storm damage, so call Wortham Brothers at 972-562-5788 or go to wbroofing.com for a complete listing of roofing services. Have your roof inspected? For example, before your claim expires, or before you list your home, or before you change insurance carriers. Three important times to have your roof inspected, or if you're just concerned that you might have had damage. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, or visit wbroofing.com. And of course, if you're remodeling your house and you just need to have a beautiful roof, good time to call Roofing, Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788. A good roof is not a matter of chance, but a matter of choice. Choose Wortham Brothers, wbroofing.com.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
All right, Steve. Thank you, sir. And we go to our first call for the day is Bill in Duncanville. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
How can I help you?
Last year, I was able to find and buy several bags of your fertilizer, which you don't make anymore, and which has helped my lawn so much. And I've got two bags left, and one nursery tells me it's still good. One says it's not. What's the truth?
The truth is, if it is still, if it has not been wet, it'll be fine.
No, it's been well protected.
No, no problem at all. There's nothing in it that would have any expiration date.
Well, and then I want to thank you so very, very much for taking time to write your new book. It is tremendous.
Thank you. I enjoyed doing it. It is, I was telling my wife last night, it was a year ago right now as we came back from Ohio, similar trip last year, that I dug in and started working. And, you know, I got to admit, I never want to give up a year of my life, but I'm kind of glad I'm where I am right now on this end of the book. That was a lot of work, but thank you so much.
I'm sure it was,
yeah,
but it is so great, and I thank you so very, very much.
Bill, I appreciate your question about the fertilizer, and if I could have gotten distribution, but I wore out with the questions of why can't I find it here, why can't I find it there, and I'm glad that somebody you had near you handled it, but a lot of counties, a lot of cities didn't have it, and it was hurtful to have to tell people I have no control over that. So thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
What?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And I guess he had another question, but that's all right. No problem at all. Yeah. All right. And we are going to take our first longer break of the morning. Jeff will be coming up with a tomato question. Tomatoes going bad, and we'll try to help him. All right. Let me tell you right now about my new book. This is the one to which he was just referring. And it really is a pleasure to have this book finished because I think you're going to find it to be really, really helpful. It's called Lone Star Gardening, and folks, in no way is this a revision of my boot books, the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, first and second editions. This is a totally different book laid out completely differently, much more user-friendly. This is the book that I've always wanted to offer to you, and this is the book that I think will fulfill your needs. It's 23 years since I did the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is completely updated from any information that the old boot books had in them. In fact, the first edition is 32 years old. And a lot has changed in gardening in that length of time. Think about how Texas has changed in that length of time. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. One of the other differences is you will not find this book in stores. It is available through my website at neilsperry.com and by calling my magazine office between now and 11 this morning, where we have a special for you. The book is normally $32.95. It's on sale for only $28.95, and you always have my complete a guarantee of complete satisfaction with anything I sell you, including this book. And if for any reason you're not satisfied, I will refund every penny. It's Lone Star Gardening. Chapter 1 is the basics. Chapter 2 takes the information I used to put in a calendar when I did those annually and tells you month by month when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Lots more information than I ever could get in the calendar because there are 4 pages per month, 48 pages to that chapter. Then individual chapters on trees and shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. And if you say, well, that sounds like the boot book, well, wait till you see the difference. Wait till you see those incredible charts to help you find the right plant much more quickly. Shipping and handling and taxes will be additional over and above the $28.95. And I have an even better deal for you. My magazine is normally $23.95. If you buy it with the book today until 11, you can get the magazine subscription at just $14 more. So for $42.95, you get the best of everything I have, my magazine and my brand new book. Satisfaction guaranteed. Again, not in stores, not on Amazon. Available by calling my office or by going to neilsperry.com anytime today. The office is open until 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Our soils are responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. Sooner or later, we all encounter little cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when we call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their ProLift repair system can repair almost any foundation, and the ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees the repair owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. We with the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney Foundation appreciate the very generous support of Covington Nursery and Landscape. Make Covington's Nursery in Rowlett your one-stop destination for everything you need for a beautiful landscape. Covington's has 18 acres of premium plants from flowers and edibles to the best selection of trees and shrubs in the Metroplex. You already knew that. They are that great. They also have fountain, statuary, pottery, and unique home and garden accents in their gift shop. It is worth the drive from anywhere, and they are right there on George Bush. And that's the new tollway around the north end of the Metroplex there at George Bush, President George Bush Highway at Highway 66. Covington's provides professional landscape design and installation, drip irrigation, lawn and garden services, including fertilization, weed, insect, and disease control, and water conservation applications to protect your landscape from heat and drought. Go to CovingtonNursery.com. Learn more about their services and their specials. Check out the available stock list to see their incredible plant inventory. Get out to Covington's today. You'll be thrilled with a good old-fashioned customer service you'll get from Joe Covington and his team of nursery professionals. They are really, really the best. Covington's Nursery and Landscape, independently owned and operated by Joe and Gail Covington since 1972, open 7 days a week. CovingtonNursery.com, 972-475-5888. Again, 5518 President George Bush Highway in Rowlett at Highway 66. CovingtonNursery.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
That is an absolutely fabulous school. I talked to Julie just a couple of days ago and love Serenity. It's one of my favorite places of my entire life to get to volunteer and help. So thank you, Julie Ferraro. School year is cranking on up. If you have a knowledge of a family member who might be coming out of rehab and need a sober high school, the only one of its kind in the United States, we think, in a public school setting. Serenity High is the place to go. Website's been under some construction. I haven't looked at it in the last week or so to make sure it's up and running, but Serenity High in McKinney ISD. Arborological Services. A little bit earlier, you heard Steve Hauser introduce one of the segments of my program. Steve is the founder and co-founder and owner of Arborological Services, serving all of the Metroplex with the very finest in tree care. And Brian White, our rep, came by to look at our trees this week. We're going to have some more tree work done in the next few weeks. I love having them here because I know my trees here in the Metroplex, my trees will always be cared for properly. There are a lot of cities in this country that don't have a company of the quality of Arborological Services. They are just the best. That's why they win the awards. That's why their tree climbers are the Texas State tree climbing champions so often. Two-thirds of the time, they win that competition. They have 11 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, college degree plant pathologists, and horticulturists and foresters. Top of the game, best it gets. Arborological Services, from routine tree work to magnificent and a very, very special heroic tree work, they do it, and they do it beautifully. Arborological Services, the only people who will ever touch my trees. Now, they are local only, but they do have a toll-free number to make it easy from all the different cities of the Metroplex. 866-552-7267, 866-552-7267, Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter, at The Tree Experts, on the web, arborological.com, on the phone, 866-552-7267, Arborological Services. We go to Jeff in Kearns. Jeff, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I've got celebrity tomato plants. They've been doing great. We ran into some spider mites. I took care of them last weekend. They're gone, but I'm still having problems. The leaves are turning brown and curling up on the edges, and I can't figure it out. I looked at A&M's website. I couldn't diagnose it, so maybe you can help me.
Well, spider mite damage does not just suddenly get better. When you control spider mites, you can expect the plants to get a little bit sicker after you get rid of the spider mites. The problem will coast to a stopping point. And very frankly, at the end of July, if you still have a tomato plant alive in your garden, it's pretty much miraculous. This summer has been milder than most. Usually,
yeah,
by now they are totally burned up, and spider mites are usually responsible. And that's why it's so critical that we have new tomato transplants set out last week of June or the first week of July, so that we bypass the spider mite issues and get into the fall crop with new plants, new vigorous plants. I would harvest what you can at this point, Jeff. I don't think if it gets up into the high 90s like it looks like it's going to, I don't think you're going to get a lot more productivity out of those, frankly. I don't mean to be a negative guy about it, but it's just reality of hot weather and tomatoes.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
I think that's most of what you're seeing is the tail end of the spider mite outbreak.
Just a spider mite hangover.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's exactly right. Thank you, sir. Cheryl in Poolville, this is Neil. How can I help you, Cheryl?
Hi, Neil. We have tar in our yard, and we put the peat moss on it. Our question was, is there anything we can do to prevent it from happening again?
All right, she's referring to take all root rot, which sometimes is just abbreviated as TARR. Not really. It's going to come back. It is the nature of that disease. But the peat that you put out probably will last for, a couple of years, 3 years. I have had to treat as often as every year in really wet years. This has not been a really wet year, so. But you just need to watch for it. You know the symptoms, and you can look for it. It'll only be in the spring. It's not going to show up this time of year. A lot of people see what they think is TARR. I think I'll just say take all root rot. In reality, they're seeing chinch bug damage, and peat moss isn't going to hurt the chinch bugs at all. So
yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
I threw that in for the other people who think they might have it.
So, okay, I have another quick question.
Oh,
we have a place in our yard where we want to put a tree and it gets full sun all the time, and we don't need it to grow very tall. And so we were thinking of a dogwood. Would a dogwood make it in the intense afternoon sun here?
Describe your soil to me.
It's sandy loam.
Okay. It would have a chance in sandy loam soil. Dogwoods require acidic soil. And
okay.
They, in blackland soil, they require a very heroic bed preparation before they'll succeed, and they really need morning sun and afternoon shade. I'm not a big fan of dogwoods in full sun. When you see them in East Texas, deep East Texas, where they are at their best, they still are pretty much understory trees. I think you'd be served better maybe by a little gem magnolia or a golden rain tree or Mexican plum. I'm just thinking of some other things that would stay small
okay.
and that would handle the full sun better probably.
Oh, okay.
Red buds. Good. Red buds would be in that category also.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You
Neil.
Bet. Thanks for that call. All right. Uh-huh. I think we are going to, you know what I'm going to do? Robert Borowski is running my boards now, and with Sam Putney coming aboard as our newscaster, I think I'm going to surprise him and get him spoiled and let him think that he's always going to get the newscast on time. Let's do that. Dallas Plumbing Company, providing plumbing services to Dallas area homes and businesses since 1903. They're celebrating 110 years, 111 years serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Dallas Plumbing has earned multiple awards, including Consumer Choice Award and Best Plumber in D Magazine, and that list continues to grow. All you need is one experience with Dallas Plumbing, and you will be a lifetime customer. We already were lifetime customers of their kitchens and bath faucet and fixture showroom. I have to get that phraseology out there. We had bought all of the fixtures at our home in that showroom about 10 years ago when we did a major remodeling, and they invite you to come in and browse through the spectacular showroom at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. That's about a mile north of LBJ, northeast, 11055 Plano Road, open Monday through Friday and then Saturday mornings as well. That's how we became familiar with Dallas Plumbing. But if you follow my lead and if you call them, as we're going to call them this week for some plumbing work, you will find that they are the very best. And then if you call them for air conditioning or heating work, you will find they are the very best. That's why they win those awards. Right now they offer twice a year cooling and heating maintenance plan for about $12 a month. Keep your system running efficiently and problem-free with a Dallas Plumbing Company air conditioning and heating Silver Star service plan. Just $145 a year for one unit, $95 per year for each additional unit in your home or business. Their phone number, 214-340-6300. Call them for more information on their Silver Star service plan. For more information, call 214-340-6300, or you can go to their website at dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
It is very important that we fertilize during the summer months when southern grasses are growing actively. They need the nutrients. Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer is an ideal summer food because of its 2-in-1 formulation. Its high nitrogen content strengthens your grass during the summer, and the added iron is an essential minor element to enhance the natural greening. Green Max contains slow-release nitrogen for even feeding, so it won't burn your lawn. It's kid and pet friendly. You can come right back on the lawn after you apply it and water it in. Apply Scott's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer anytime to any grass type for thick, healthy turf and quick green up. You can feed every 8 to 10 weeks for the best lawn. Well-fed lawns sustain heat and drought better. They survive it better than lawns that are underfed. So I'm going to recommend to you Scott's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer. It's a 26-02 analysis. So it is perfect. It has slow-release nitrogen. It is almost essentially an all-nitrogen, no phosphorus. That's great. You will find all Scott's products at your local Lowe's store. Go to scotts.com for more information about Green Max and tips on how you can help your lawn beat the drought this summer. That's scotts.com. Time in now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and we welcome to our program Sam Putney. Sam, good morning.
Well, good morning, Mr.
Welcome
Sperry.
Aboard.
Mr.
Yes,
Neil
sir.
Sperry. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, it is 8:30 from the WBAP 24/7 News Desk. I'm Sam Putney, paying tribute to AIDS researchers who died on Malaysian Flight 17. The detail is coming up after your first traffic and weather on the ones. All right, check the classicchevrolet.com right now. Traffic watch eastbound 635 LBJ at Greenville Avenue. The accident that was blocking the right lane has been cleared, but 635 LBJ westbound at Marsh Lane, construction is scheduled to block various lanes until noon. Now, the WBAP 24/7 forecast, sunny today with a high of 92, low tonight 74. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 97, low of 76. Tuesday, it's going to be sunny and hot with a high of 98. Right now, it is 68 degrees. An international AIDS conference is paying tribute to several delegates who were killed en route to a gathering when their Malaysia Airlines plane was shot down. Officials at the opening ceremony for the 20th International AIDS Conference in Melbourne held a moment of silence today for the six HIV/AIDS researchers and activists killed aboard Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. All 298 people on board the plane were killed when it crashed on Thursday in eastern Ukraine. And this doesn't bode too well for Tarrant County's own Radio Shack.
It's time for a new Radio Shack.
But is it too late? The company's stock hasn't closed above a dollar a share on the New York Stock Exchange since June 19th. And under NYSE rules, it'll have to close above a dollar at least once in a 30-day period to keep its listing. The deadline would be August 1st. With $3.5 billion in revenue last year, the Shack is the 26th largest public company in North Texas. In Tarrant County, Jim Ryan, 24/7 News.
Again, the high today, 92. Right now, 68 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Sam Putney. Now, back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Sam. Very much glad to have you here. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Lacey. Lacey is a calm and sweet girl who loves everyone she meets. Lacey's four-year-old hound mix with beautiful tan coat and model-like legs. Lacey loves to prance around, stretch those long legs out in the sunshine. And she is ready to begin her new loving life at your home. She's laid back. She loves a good back scratch. If you are looking for a new best canine friend, you really need to go to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney and meet Lacey today. She is the sweetest gal around. You know, I'm going to tell you that when you hear about these pet rescues or these animal rescues, this is the center where they often end up, at the Perry Animal Care Center. Animals who are held by hoarders or this or that. And the volunteers who help at the Perry Animal Care Center should be sainted, because what they'll do is work with the dogs and the cats. Not sure you work with cats. They work you over, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about. But the volunteers help with the dogs, and they learn the dogs' personalities. These dogs are not immediately put up for adoption. They are held there until they can be analyzed and make sure that these are absolutely fabulous dogs. And I really admire what the Perry Animal Care Center does. Lacey is one of those dogs. She's been there for several months as they evaluated her, and they love her, and they would love to see her get a great home like your home. Lacey, L-A-C-E-E. Go out and ask about her. To view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, please visit spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. Lacey and all the other pets have already been spayed, microchipped, all their age-appropriate vaccines, and they invite you to bring your current dog for a meet-and-greet at the Perry Center. That's at 8411 Stacy Road, just east of Custer Road. Stacy, of course, takes off Central. If you're coming up Central, just get on Stacy. It'll wind just a little bit, but before you know it, you'll see the Perry Animal Care Center there, just east of Custer. Coming from Frisco, that's going to be Main Street. It'll turn into Stacy when you cross Custer. The SPCA of Texas Shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road, and both of these shelters are open noon until 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA of Texas, Pet of the Week.
Now it's time for your Weathermatic Water Saving Minute. Super restrictive watering schedules may tempt you to just water all day when your water day finally arrives. But in most North Texas cities, sprinkler systems can't water between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Most of us can still water properly while staying in compliance with this rule. Utilize multiple start times to allow the water to soak into the soil. Some irrigation controllers can be programmed to pause at 10 a.m. and pick back up at 6 p.m. If you don't have a controller that can omit times, then make sure your last morning start time finishes before 10 a.m. Add more start times beginning at 6 p.m. or later if needed. Just because it's your watering day doesn't mean that flood irrigating is okay. Runoff water is of no use to your landscape. It is just your money and our water going down the drain. Plan on hand watering your most thirsty plants between your water days to preserve your landscape investment until drought restrictions are lifted. For more information, visit smartlinknetwork.com.
All right, Neil Sperry back with you, and I'm going to tell you about Sunburst Shutters at this moment, that little moment of silence provided by me. I didn't realize. Me. I'm it. You might be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters. If so, then Sunburst Shutters is the place to call. Sunburst Shutters uses an engineered wood substitute. It's called Polywood, and it is proprietary to Sunburst Shutters. Now, these are 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louvers. They're large louvers, and they are effortless. When you operate them, you can do it with your pinky finger. They're that good, and they're so easy to clean. This is not wood. This is a wood substitute, but from about, I do woodworking, and I love to paint. I love to paint everything except extremely high eaves and louvers. Give me anything except louvers. These never have to be painted. They're color fast, white or off-white. If you do need to have them painted, they have a paint shop, just like an auto body paint shop, right there in the factory at Sunburst Shutters. And you know, just stepping aside from the fact that these are the most incredible shutters in the world and beautiful, the people are really, really nice that you'll deal with. I know them all the way through the factory, from ownership to factory, and they're really nice people. It comes with a lifetime warranty, qualifies as a green product, this Polywood does. It's that spectacular. Now give them a call. They'll come to your home and take measurements of your windows, give you an estimate, bring samples of Sunburst Shutters, hold them up in the window for you so you can see the look, and you can make the decision. They'll help you make the decision on which louver size would be best. You will love them as much as our family has. We even put them at my magazine office because we loved them so much at our house. Polywood Shutters are also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Waco. Call Sunburst Shutters this week. They're in the Metroplex area, 214-343-2601, to set that appointment for a free estimate. Sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. All right, let's go to Gail in Colleyville. Gail, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I have a question concerning Bradford pears. We have one that's about 14 years old. And it's about 40 feet tall, and it's pretty wide, too. It's about 30 feet wide. And we've had it thinned out in the past, a couple of years ago, to try to prevent it from splitting. There's no signs of it splitting, but it's got quite a few thick branches near the bottom. But we have a tree service who's saying that he wants to top it off and thin it out again, kind of just shape it up. But the topping it off part kind of concerns me.
Yeah, me too, although it may be that that was one person's description of it that might not be what they would do. If they are certified arborists, that's the main thing you need to look for. If they're certified arborists,
okay,
then that would give them a level of credentialing that would take a lot of the angst away from me anyway. I don't know what they're talking about. If they're trying to reduce some of the weight on the branches, Brian White, when he came to our home to look at our pecan trees, made that reference a few times. I'm going to take some weight off those branches out there hanging over your house. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's done, but with the problem with Bradford pears is not at the 38th and 39th foot off the ground. The problem is about 3 feet off the ground, where all, as you said, all of those trunks, all those branches are just, it's as if you took a handful of tuning forks and squeeze them so tight the trunk fused mm-hmm. into one trunk, and then you had all those things going up. And that's and those that's where the weakness is. That's where they split. They don't split way up high, but the weight up there causes it.
Yeah, so is it a good idea to cut them low?
Once you have a Brad Prepare planted and it's 3 or 4 years old, the branches have already pinched together. You can't get a saw blade in there to do it properly. And so if this were my tree, if it were near any kind of structure that could be damaged if it came down or a major part of my landscape, anything expensive, anything that could be hurt, a car, anything like that, I probably would... At a minimum, I'd have them out a couple times a year to look at it. I would also consider, probably wouldn't do it, but consider cabling from branch to branch so that they counterbalance one another. I think you end up with a network of cables if you do that, and I don't think that's practical. The thing that you'll notice very often with Bradford pears, ornamental pears, before they split is you will see a discoloration in the center of the top of the tree. Those are the branches that are in the middle of all those tuning forks, and they get pinched down there at the ground line so that they do not take the nutrients up properly. And so you'll see iron deficiency on one or two branches. You can trace it all the way up the tree. That's what happened to mine before it split. I just would be very careful. I'd have a good arborist look at least once a year. Life expectancy of Bradford pears, probably 10 or 15 years. You have already gotten there.
So, right. Yeah, and careful. Should we do it in a dormant time of the year, or does it matter?
I don't know. It's going to split in the growing season. It won't split in the dormant time. I just, more than anything else, I want you to have a certified arborist look at that tree, somebody you really can trust. I just did ads for the best, an ad for the best company in town, and they're on my homepage of neilsperry.com. They would be a good source for a second opinion, and I would follow their guidance.
Okay, great.
I love that tree. It broke my heart when we found out the weakness it had. I lost my first one in about 1985, and that's the last I ever recommended that tree. It's just beautiful. It's too bad.
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, thank you.
You bet. Good luck. Let's go to Jay in Irving. Jay, this is Neil. Good morning.
How you doing, Mr. Neil?
I am super duper. I'm glad you called.
Glad to hear it. I bought a beautiful gardenia in a pot with thousands of buds. I thought I was in hog heaven. Brought it home. The first two bloomed, and the rest of them turned brown and fell over. So I had it in a pot in somewhat shaded area, so I moved it to the sun and added some acid water at about a 5-point pH. And all the heads turned green, and it took off again. And by George, they just won't bloom. They just green. It won't open up.
The buds don't bloom, or the plant just produces leaves?
Buds won't open up. They're just green buds all over the thing, but they just will not bloom. And it just sort of gets real limp until I water it every other day. And then they stand up again, but they just will not open.
Jay, it is not a container plant. You see it in books and on houseplants for flowering houseplants. It's sold that way in the north. And I just can't, having grown up where gardenias grow outside in College Station, I cannot conceive of that plant. It'd be like planting a holly and bringing it indoors permanently. I don't see, or an oak tree or something. I don't see that happening.
Well, it's outside. It's in the sun.
No, I understand that. Here is the ideal situation for a gardenia. Number one, it needs a highly acidic planting soil. I understand the water that you talked about, but it needs a soil mix in the ground. I'm going to try to get you to plant it in the ground. Are you in an apartment or are you in a house?
I can plant it in the ground.
Okay, that's good. It needs to be morning sun, afternoon shade. You need to have if it's a regular gardenia, a soil volume not quite as big as a washing machine that you're concerned with, probably 2/3 that size, that is half Canadian or sphagnum peat moss and half finely ground pine bark mulch. No soil, just half and half. And part of that can go into the ground, maybe 10 or 12, 14 inches down, and maybe 8 or 10 inches above ground, so that you have good drainage, so that you have a nice planting mix for the gardenia. It will do a lot better there than it will in a pot. The problem in containers is that they will get too dry and they will abort buds. If they get too dark, they will, in too much shade, they will abort buds. If they It's possible that one would stay too wet, and then the whole thing's going to wilt, and the buds won't even abort. The plant will die. So that has not happened. That's not what's happened.
Nope.
But the lighting is critical, and every time you change lighting from sun to shade or shade to sun, every time you change, you can expect any buds that are there or that are in the process of getting there are going to abort. The plant just reacts to change that way. A lot of plants do. When you move them from a sunny spot into just a little too much shade, they will drop a bunch of buds.
Well, this one's doing very well with the buds. It just will not open.
Well, leave it in a spot that has morning sun, afternoon shade, and they will if you can get it through the winter. That's the next bugaboo on gardenias.
Okay, if it's still in the pot, how often should I water it?
Well, whenever it begins to get dry at the top surface of the soil. I would hope you wouldn't leave it there too long, but yeah, and the sooner you can get it planted, the better it'll be, because it'll have longer to get established before winter. If you wait until fall to plant it, it's going to be more vulnerable. But anyway, in the pot, there's no answer to how often should you water. We were 75 degrees this week, and we're going to be 95 or 100 in the next 3 days. So the answer is very different. Whenever the soil is dry, that's the time to take a drink.
All right.
All right, good luck with it. I hope it'll bloom for you. It should. All righty. We're going to come back. We have Steve in Crossroads with a Black Diamond Crepe Myrtle question, and then Glenn in Hurst. Glenn, I hope you know the name of the plant. I got to have that before I can help you. Plants have fungus or an insect looking for information. I'm going to have some more clues. I'll give you that heads up right now. We have a couple of lines open at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I'm about to give you another phone number, and this will be to my magazine office, where you can get a really sensational, just ask me, it's my book, my magazine, I'm not opinionated, a really sensational deal on two outstanding publications. Yeah, I guess I am opinionated. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I worked for about 10 months getting this book finished. It was a 24/7, about 14 hours per day. It wasn't 24/7, it was 14/7 for those 10 months to get this book ready and printed. Three of us did it. My editor, Carolyn Skye, our graphic designer, Cindy Smith, and I. We were the team of three. And it was a lot more fun that way than having to work with some kind of corporation. Now, the downside to that is that I don't have a publisher, per se. You have Neil. I publish my own book, self-published, which means that I also sell my own book. I'm not going through distributors. I just got tired of that rat race of having to validate royalty statements when I really didn't feel like they were being fair about things. So it's just easier. A lot of authors are doing this now, self-publishing. Book is only $28.95. It is normally $32.95, which is a lot less than my boot books. They're 23 and 32 years old. The 23-year-old one is $10 more than that. And this one is far, far better. This is not a revision of The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This is a totally different kind of a book. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening covers the same information, but in a much more user-friendly way. If you get it and say, for any reason, this didn't meet my expectations, I'll refund every penny. Folks, we have sold many, many thousands. I have yet to have one request for a refund. Now, the better offer, the book is at $28.95. When you're buying the book, if you'd like to get a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, that's just $14 more, normally $23.95. So the book and the magazine together, just $42.95. It's the best I have. Makes a wonderful gift. It makes a wonderful a pair of publications to take a look at before your fall landscape improvement projects. You can order anytime today at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com, or you can order until 11 by calling my magazine office and get it done. 800-752-GROW. Two of the three people there working are family members, and one is a friend of a family member. So please call 1-800-752-GROW before 11. 1-800-752-4769. These are not in stores, not on Amazon. 1-800-752-GROW.
Reduce your need this summer for shock or extensive pool brushing with one simple step. Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Cam. Hey friends, I know a lot about pools. I got a tip for you this week. Crystal Clear has revolutionized the way people care for their pools with improved water clarity while eliminating the need for phosphates. Crystal Clear is a uniquely formulated product that contains SPF sunblock designed to clear swimming pool water of algae and greatly reduce pool maintenance time. With convenient access now available in select Ace Hardware stores, Arlington and Hearst, or at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, one-stop pool shop in Plano, or simply online at clearpoolnow.com. That's www.clearpoolnow.com for Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem. And Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem is all about maintenance. I promise you, you're going to thank me later when you get Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem. Go to clearpoolnow.com. That's www.clearpoolnow.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Those of us in the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney Foundation appreciate the incredible support, ongoing support of Tate Financial Services. And I have a very important message for you. Tate Financial Group has exciting news to announce. Daryl Tate, our friend, and his friendly, helpful staff have merged with Rainey Rogers and Rogers Financial to form Rogers Tate Financial Services. With combined experiences of more than 62 years, Rogers Tate Financial Group can handle just about any circumstance or situation you may have. They are our financial advisors. Rogers Tate Financial Services can guide you through retirement planning, insurance planning. That's what we were talking to Daryl Tate about just this week. All types for your family. They can also help you with business planning and all types of investments. Try Rogers Tate Financial Services. You'll be glad that you did. For more information about the Rogers Tate Financial Services, call 972-529-3888. That's 972-529-3888. And we're proud to have them as our friends, as our sponsors. And Crepe Myrtle Trails thanks them for their support. Rogers Tate Financial Services. They've been in business a long, long time, and they really are good. That's 972-529-3888. Rogers Tate Financial Services in McKinney. Back to those old phone lines. We go to Steve in Crossroads. Steve, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Hey, well, listen, we've called you several times over the years. You've always helped us, so I certainly appreciate that. My question, and I've been seeing these in the nurseries, these black diamond crepe myrtles, and I started to buy some the other day, but I don't know anything about them. I don't know. I haven't seen any, since they're new, I haven't seen any mature ones. I don't know how disease-resistant they are or how disease-prone they may be.
Yeah, we don't either.
Well,
they were brought to market two falls ago without the evidence of a lot of testing. It's kind of unusual because they came, I know where they came from, and it's a government agency that normally does a lot of testing before they'll introduce something, but suddenly these were on the market. They're lovely. I've seen some of them out in landscapes. I haven't seen a lot of them yet. I don't know about powdery mildew. That's the thing I would be concerned about.
Right.
When the crepe myrtles from the United States National Arboretum were introduced over the 40-year career of Dr. Don Egoff, Don did 200,000 crosses and only introduced 29 varieties from all of those seedlings. And I've said this, and I know it's true because I worked alongside Don Egoff. if he had an orange crepe myrtle or a blue crepe myrtle, if it had powdery mildew, it would be hoed out of that field. Didn't matter what color. Well, he might save it for breeding for the color, but I mean, he was ruthless in getting rid of anything that had mildew. I don't know that these went through that same scrutiny. These came from Poplarville, Mississippi, from the USDA breeding program there, and they're lovely. They are absolutely astounding in their color, but we just don't know much about them yet because they were brought to market so fast.
Right.
I'd try them with caution if I were you. I did hear that they froze to the ground in Arkansas. So I don't know how equivalent that is to what we will encounter here. We had freeze damage here. I don't know if Black Diamond plants froze or not.
Well, yeah, it's because it got here last winter, then that probably would have happened to those as well.
Well, it might have, and I don't know. I've not heard from anybody who had them. Tuscarora took it again, and I'm about to give up on that variety. But anyway, I would try a few. I'd try one or three and see how you like them. They're beautiful. They really are pretty.
Okay, well, hey, we'll do that. Neil, I appreciate it.
All right, good deal. Thank you. Let me go to Glenn in Hurst. I'll get him in before we run out of time for this hour. We have another hour coming up. Glenn, how can I help you?
Hi, Neil. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a variegated spider plant that I rooted in water and planted it about 2 months ago, and it's doing great. It's like five times the size since I planted it. Yesterday, I noticed looked like little pieces of dirt that were attached to the leaves, and some of the leaves have been eaten. And I have no idea what that is.
All right, and you're talking about the cascading spider plant that forms new plantlets and new plantlets and new plantlets.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
I've grown that all of my life, and I have seen grasshoppers and katydids eat it. I haven't seen a lot of other things eat it, but I would imagine that you'll see droppings or you'll see some evidence of an insect having been there.
Right.
I would watch for any new damage, and if it's continuing, I would probably dust it with 7, S-E-V-I-N, 7 dust, or Bonide has a product called 8 that they say is a little better than 7. It's a marketing ploy, but anyway, I would try one of those sorts of things as a contact, stomach poison to get the insect when it starts feeding.
And what insect did you say you think it is?
I have seen on my own katydids and grasshoppers. I'm about to run out of time for this hour, but katydids and grasshoppers will do that damage.
Okay. Yeah. And last quick question. I got a Cressandra orange marmalade, and it has scale. And I got a horticultural oil and sprayed it real good, and it seemed to be...
As small as a Cressandra is, I would probably use a Q-tip and rubbing alcohol and try to get it off. I love that plant. I'm out of time, but... Love that plant, and I would use that to remove them physically. That's going to be your best bet. Got to run. We have news. We'll be back with one more hour. Stay tuned, please.